then in the in beginning of 47, I enrolled in the master's program in English at Tulane, where I studied with.
Oh, really?
Who influenced me.
He's the Arthurian man.
Yeah, but he's also very much into language at the time, you know. And so I did my thesis under him on the phonetics of New Orleans speech at two levels, field study. And wound that up, actually, only after I'd been at Harvard for a year. So I went to Harvard in 1950. And by hook, my GI Bill gave out somewhere around there. And by hook or crook, it took me to 56 to, I guess 55 to take my generals. And then, as usual, I stuck myself with a long-winded dissertation, and this time in medieval studies, and got a degree. I guess I finished it in 59. We got my degree in 60.
That's PhD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What particular aspect of medieval studies were you working on?
John Lydgate's Saints' Lives. In fact, I'm still working on that to some degree. Hope to publish with Garland Press late this year, the St. Alban and St. Amphibolus of Lydgate, with a huge amount of apparatus. It really deserves a huge amount of apparatus because it's such a huge piece of trash.
I'm afraid that's something that I've only heard of and have not read any of.
Hardly anybody has.
Well, a wide open field, I suppose, for study.
Yeah. Indeed. Not a few people, you know, around the world. I'm different from them because I don't think he's any good.
Oh, well.
And they think he's the greatest. But, before I had finished my doctorate, I was teaching as an instructor at Loyola, which was my BA school. And then when the University of New Orleans opened,
when was that?
Which was, the end of our 25th year, right at this moment. So that was in 57. No, 58. I was married in 57, came here in 58, and have been here ever since, except for 1 year at Oregon in Eugene. It was one of those visiting associate professorships, which are really trial marriages, so to speak, and I wasn't too fond of them. So my wife was losing her mind in this alien corn, so to speak. It's a very different world, believe me.
I've never been to Oregon.
Well, it's like emigrating. You've got a good idea of what the average European felt like coming to the United States. And they say, "You from back east?"
No sense. At least east of Oregon.
Yeah, well, anything, New Orleans is back east to them. And I don't think they distinguish very much between Massachusetts and New Orleans, even. It's all sort of one big lump.
Have you traveled otherwise, other than England and France and Oregon?
Yes, a good deal. I've, especially with the children in summers and things of that kind, I've spent, summer a few years back at Chapel Hill. On that occasion we were in Massachusetts and Maine and New York, all the way up and down the coast. We have returned to the West Coast since our year over there and got to Canada and the beaches of the Olympic Peninsula and that sort of thing. But, well, I think I've been in all the 48 contiguous states. About 3 years ago, my wife and I put in about